You're listening to SBS News.
In early January, a 15-year-old girl from Western Australia died 2 days after self-harming on a visit to Townsville. Just a week later, in the Pilbara mining town of Port Hedland, a 12-year-old girl died, followed by a 14-year-old girl in the East Kimberley community of Warman. Another was a 15-year-old Noongar girl from Perth who died on January 10, while the fifth was a 12-year-old girl from a town near Adelaide. A 12-year-old boy is reportedly on life support at a hospital in Brisbane after what is suspected to be an attempted suicide in the town of Roma. Speaking to NITV News, the Director of Suicide Prevention Australia, Vanessa Lee, is calling on the federal government to do more to tackle the problem.
When are we going to see change? When are we going to see the shift where the solutions that have already been announced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, specifically the ATSI-PEP report that came out of UWA and Pat Dudgeon, when are we going to see the use of these strategies put into place? We already have in the workings at the moment a national suicide prevention strategy. When are we going to see a national Indigenous suicide prevention strategy supported by the COAG delivering for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
In December 2018, the Australian Bureau of Statistics found Indigenous children aged between 5 and 17 died from suicide-related deaths at 5 times the rate of non-Indigenous children. The rate was 10 deaths by suicide per 100,000 between 2013 and 2017, compared to 2 deaths by suicide per 100,000 for non-Indigenous children. 1 in 4 people who took their own life before turning 18 were Aboriginal children. Southwestern Noongar woman Grace Cocky lost her 16-year-old daughter to suicide in March 2018 in their home in Perth. She's speaking out to encourage parents to keep an eye on their children and speak to them as often as possible to avoid the heartache she has experienced.
It was a devastating experience. I don't ever want to go through that again. I don't want no one else to go through it, you know. She went to school every day. She loved going to school and hanging with her friends and playing football with her aunties and being me and her little sisters and brother. A big part of us is gone.
The recent spate of deaths come as WA waits on a final report from an inquest into 13 Indigenous youth suicides in the Kimberley region from 2012 to 2016, with Coroner Ross Fogliani expected to table findings early this year. The Kimberley region has the highest Indigenous suicide rates in Australia, not just for Aboriginal youth, but for the entire Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population. Suicide Prevention Australia's Vanessa Lee says poverty and racism are just some of the complex factors behind the high rate.
Why are they feeling so hopeless, and why is there such a level of despair? And these are questions that everybody continues to ask. And, you know, the reality is we're talking about young people that are living in isolation. We're also seeing a lot of flow-on effects from suicides in this area. What is it that the region lacks? Why is the racism so high and always reportedly so high in that region? Why is there no support for young people to address this racism? And that leads to that despair and that lack of hope that these young people are experiencing.
Currently, the key active programs in these regions include the government's $4 million Kimberley Suicide Prevention Trial and the $2.2 million Pilbara Headspace Trial, which opened in April last year in a number of towns in the region. The Pilbara Headspace Trial was co-designed with local communities, including young people, service providers, community members and local elders, with employees spending their time in schools, youth centres, Aboriginal medical services, community centres and other locations. Samara Clark, the manager of Headspace Pilbara, says this allows them to reach out to youth who may not typically engage with school or youth services.
We need to ensure that what we're doing, where we are located so these young people can find us, and how we talk to them is really, really scrutinised, and it becomes a focus point. One of the other ways to do that is not always be the people that are doing the engaging or offering the support. So what we can also do is upskill people in communities, those who are providing supports, whether that's, you know, mental health or that's you know, pharmaceutical or wherever that needs to be, we can provide them with the training and the knowledge to then be able to provide the support.
Headspace recently received a $47 million funding boost from the federal government. Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt told NITV News the federal government will continue to invest $3.9 billion over the next 3 years in culturally appropriate mental health and suicide prevention services, particularly in the Kimberley and the Pilbara regions. Listeners seeking support and information about suicide prevention can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 and the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.